بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سب شارف اور بلا و شیخ اول رومی وقت تبریز دورہ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. حضرت کا کلام ہے: فدا تجھ پہ اے خاک شہر مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے، نہ کیوں رش کے افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ، نہ کیوں رش کے افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے، تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے، فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ، فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے، تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے، فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ، فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیداں، احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیداں، سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ، سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی، نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی، صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ، صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر، وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر، ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ، ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, we are commanded to be with the sadiqeen. And the greatest of the sadiqeen, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, we have the opportunity that we go for ziyarat and we sit there and make the niyat of being in the sohbat and company of the greatest of the sadiqeen, Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is such a high and honorable opportunity and occasion for us. And how great is the earth, the soil, the earth of Medina, the city of Medina. Fida tujpe e khake Medina. That my life be sacrificed for you, for all the soil of Medina. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very, very great. But just the soil of Medina, to be just there. And great, great people. They shouldn't walk with the shoes in the whole of Medina Sharif. Today our elders advise us, when we come to the steel gates, not by the doors of the haram, they try and remove our shoes from there. And then proceed to the haram. And read Durood Sharif all the time. And the great respects that we should have for Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, may Allah bless us with that. And not be influenced by all the technology and all the modern things, the TVs in the rooms, now it's on our hands, everything, but that we realize which place we are in. Mubarak tujhe ho, e arde Medina. Very blessed are you, O the city and the land of Medina, that it is Nabi ka shahar hai. Ye shahre Medina, it is the city of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of the great. Badas khuda tu hi buzurg qissa mukhtasar, the greatest after all, after Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Muslims, we have got this great sharaf and honor that we can, whenever we want to visit our Nabi. If we want to go and visit just a counselor of a town or somebody, it's so much of protocol. But yet to go and visit the greatest, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is none of that. And we can go. And we should try and make our object that regularly we try and go and make ziyarat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is amongst the greatest ibadats also to go. And sometimes always we go with the niyat of umrah. And by the way, we make ziyarat. But sometimes go with the niyat of ziyarat. Especially we go just to go and visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we are there, we will make umrah also. Like normally, we go for umrah. We all say we're going for umrah. And when we are there, we go and make ziyarat also. But sometimes make the ziyarat the actual object and go and make umrah also together with that. So we have this great, great opportunity. Tere paas jab sayyide jo do jahan hai, when you have got the king of the two worlds, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then as in another poem, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained that at the moment, Medina Sharif is more superior than Jannat also. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Madinatul Munawwara. Jannat is Jannat, sir aankho pe, what the ni'mats of Allah. But of course, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam position, and may we also, it is also a great ibadah to try our best to recognize who our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is. All these poems, all these, and we should try and read kitabs on seerat, etc., to understand that what the great personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. And Nabiyyu awla bil mu'mineen. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is more closer to the mu'mineen than anyone else. We should love Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam more than our parents, more than our children, more than everything. But if we don't know who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, how are we going to gain that love? The more we recognize Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the more we will get that love. And to cultivate this love is a farida upon us. And our iman is not complete. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that none of you, your iman will be complete until you don't love me more than yourselves also. Hey, for our own self, we know that a person wants to, he wants his comforts, and if he's in danger, he worries of himself with protection. But like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum proved it, that their love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was more greater than their loves for themselves also, more greater for the of their families and everyone. And it is also Allah tabaraka ta'ala's system. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explained to us one time that Allah Ta'ala's amanat and ni'mat which He gives, if a person doesn't make qadr of it, Allah takes it away. Like Allah Ta'ala said, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to Makkatul Mukarrama, but the Quraysh of Makkah by and large did not appreciate this great ni'mat. So Allah Ta'ala says, I took him away and I gave him to those people who appreciated him. And how did they appreciate? They said, if you command us to jump into the sea, we will jump in. If you command us to jump from a mountain, we will jump. And they proved it, the Ansar of Medina, and afterwards the Muhajireen who came, the Muslims, how they supported Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. We are very far from that, but at least we can bring sunnats into our lives. Try and make ourselves a distinct ummah, different from the other people of the world, that we show that we show our love. And we have so much at least in us to express our love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Tere paas jab sayyidi do jahan hai na kyu rashke aflaq ho phir Medina. When you have got the land of Medina Munawwara, you have got Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, then why won't you be the envy of the heavens? The heavens also, which are superior, which are high, but they will envy the land of Medina Sharif, because why? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. Tere sabz gumbat pe yev alam fida hai. The world is sacrificing themselves for your gumbat, for your way. You are, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And anyone can go and witness it and see it there. All the time the people making ziyarat, how they are coming from all corners of the world, leaving all the enjoyments, leaving, how many people are just every day we hearing. Now we heard one family, 50 people are going for Umrah and Ziyarat. All these people on a daily basis, people are going. The world, they are sacrificing their holidays, they are sacrificing everything. And this happens right through the year. And people are going to Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah make us also amongst those fortunate people who have this great, great golden opportunity of visiting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tere sab gumbat pe alam fida hai. Falak jaise chume zameen hai Medina. It is like the skies, the heavens are kissing the land of Medina. They are also in love with the land of Medina. May Allah fill our hearts to be filled with that love. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion, and when he should narrate this narration, he should be crying and tears flowing from his eyes. May Allah make us also like that. That date palm stem that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should take as a support when he used to give his khutbah. When the minbar was still not made in Masjid al-Nabawi. When the minbar was made, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and sat on the minbar. Then the date palm stem, one of the miracles of the many miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cried in one narration like a baby cries. And then how the mother makes that baby quiet, how pets it, makes love to it, makes it quiet. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and made it quiet. In one riwayat, it screamed. And the Sahaba heard the screaming. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and embraced it. Then Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says, when the thing which we call dead, not a living tree, the stem of it used as a pole, that head, so much love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what love have we got? Our love is still very, very deficient. And how much love we have to develop in ourselves for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us to make this effort. And there are various ways, reading Durood Sharif regularly will cultivate this love. Following the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will cultivate this love. We read about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these ulama have written are all great, great ibadats. To talk about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to remember him, just his birth, and what a miraculous birth it really was. If we read the incidents, what a birth it was, what Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, what she saw happening in the world, in Syria, everywhere at that time, how the world was illuminated at the time of birth. Then the childhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he grew up with Halima Saadia radiallahu ta'ala anha, how all the miracles they saw. Then the child, then the youth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he got the titles of As-Sadiq, Al-Ameen, and the non-Muslims at that time, there wasn't still Islam, but they gave him these titles. And then when he came into his prime, when he was 20 years and etc., that period, the people of Makkah saw it. When he made business for Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and he went, what were things were seen, and how the priest and what they forecasted and told about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when the age of 40, then at the age of 25, when he gets married to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then what a honorable family Allah blesses Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam with, what four great daughters of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam Allah ta'ala blessed, and we should have the respect and honor for all of them and all the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and all the sahaba. And then when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam gets nubuwat at the age of 40, and then when he gives this da'wat, and how the people turn against who were his bosom friends till yesterday, now just because of the kalima, just because of Islam, they turned against him, his own family, close families, uncles, etc. How they turned against him. But how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam persevered at that time. Like a mountain that doesn't move from its place, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam remained firm. And then the hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a miracle that was. The welcome the people of Medina gave to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madinatul Munawwara starts off, and how Allah ta'ala over a period makes him established not only in Medina Sharif at that time, but his deen is established in the whole world today. Azans are called out everywhere today, and everywhere deen is becoming more and more alive. So all this we should try and keep ourselves. So by that, with the love of Nabi Ali Salah, and our ticket of Jannah is dependent also on the love and ittiba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our iman on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Basic iman is la ilaha illallah, but a person's iman is not complete without Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that it also includes to believe in the finality of the nabuwat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and also to live a life of the pattern of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Tera zarra zarra nishane nabi hai. Every speck of yours, O Medina, is a sign of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Fida tujh pe mekhak shahre Medina. And see, Hazrat, what love these people have, that I'm sacrificed on the soil of Medina Sharif. Then what about Masjid al-Nabawi? As we mentioned at one time, one great alim of India, or Pakistan, India most probably, at that time, they were making ziyarat, and after they had eaten, a little bit food was left, so they threw where there was a little like grass, lawn or something, for ants, etc. to eat. A little child came and picked up that food and started eating it. So they asked the child, say, we are about 11, 12 in the family, father has passed away, there is nobody to support us, and we are going through very hard and difficult times, with this we will eat. Then he said, won't you like to come with me? And when ask your mother if she'll give permission, I'll look after you, everything, and I'll make you Hafiz Alim, he had a Darul Ulum. So he went, he asked his mother. Mother thought, one less mouth to feed, and I'm having so much difficulty, and everything they will get. So she said, okay. The child was very happy, he came happily, And then they were going to Masjid Nabawi. So he asked that Maulana that Alim, have you got doors like this of Masjid Nabawi there in Pakistan? He said, no, this we don't have. Masjid Nabawi, doors like this and that. He says, I'm prepared to go through whatever hunger and whatever difficulty, but I can't sacrifice Masjid Nabawi. A small little child, few years old. What love of Medina Sharif. Tell today the people of Medina, what great love and respect they have got for Medina Sharif. May Allah give us an aota of that. And we must ask with a big heart also, Allah can give us a full share. We ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah is most kind. Wahad ke ye daaman mein khoon shaheeda, ye in the lap of the mount of Uhud, the blood of the shuhada of Medina Sharif. What a great thing. How we disproves 70 shaheed one day for the deen of Islam. They gave their lives for the deen of Islam. In one day, 70 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, in which Sayyidu Shuhada, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also included. Sabak de raha hai wafai Medina. Just when we go there and we see it or we read it, we must realize that great graves of the Shuhada, it's great and very great. But we should take the lesson how faithful they were to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they gave them their lives for the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Today for us to get up for Fajr, to make it with Jamaat, Namaz, or all this, yes, become so difficult for us to dress like a Muslim. The sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has become so difficult for us. And yeah, what they gave their lives for Islam and for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki. And yeah, in Medina Sharif, it is a clear sign of the greatness of Islam. What is it? Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ki qadmo se khake Medina. That from the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that they walked here in Medina. That there are people, when they walk till today, they were, that perhaps Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he walked, his steps fell here. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum walked, their steps fell here. Where are we fit for that? Nowhere whatsoever, we can't whatsoever. So at least that little respect, etc., we should try and keep of Medina Munawwara. Wafadariyo pe sahaba ki akhtar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. On the loyalties of the sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat says, hey tariq roshan, ye shahre Medina. The city of Medina is bright and shining with in the history of the proof of how the sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, were faithful and how they gave everything for Islam. And by their sacrifices, we got Islam. Today, we have to uphold Islam and we must also spread Islam in every way, especially within ourselves. How much of Islam truly is there in our homes, in our families, our neighborhoods, everywhere, the people who are working for us, did we offer them Islam also? Are we showing them Islamic akhlaq, or are we just like them? We dress like them, we love like them, we still, how they speak, we speak, everything. If they will see the truthfulness in us, and this is really the object for us to have this majalis to be here, that those sifat come into us. If they will see, and many cases where they saw that no matter what was in front, but these people never spoke a lie. And what promises they made, they kept to their promises. This is what changes the people's lives. But today we are just like them, lying. Our character, our akhlaq, how we treat fellow people, they see it all the time. How we are treating one another in the house, etc. How we are talking, and we make promises, we break our promises, we lie. These deen, one alim says, that deen is not only the knowledge of deen. Deen is not only the understanding of deen. Deen really is the practice of deen. When people will see deen, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Alayhi say, people have heard a lot of deen. They've read a lot of Islam. They want to see Islam. And it is for us to display. But unfortunately, our character, how far we are from deen stuff. And we get easily fooled just because we got like sunnat garb. So I think we are pious, we are righteous, very easily. Women put on burqa, now we are pious, we are righteous. But the amount of lies we still speak, backbiting in us, looking down at people, belittling people, etc. we are still filled with that. We just see somebody, we think all bad about the person. We make ghibat so much, etc. So when they see the true qualities of Islam in us, then the people will know. And this is what really will give strength to a person also. It's not easy. It's a big sacrifice. Abu Lahab also knew that was really just to read the kalima is easy. But actually it is changing your whole life. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم on the hukum of our Shaykh and Hazrat of Mahtabim Sahab down barakatuhum what you have learned from him in these few years which I am here. My name is Muhammad Imtiaz. I am from Maputo, Mozambique. I came to Darulum Azadville here in 1994. And I wasn't a Hafiz of Quran. Never entered no Darulum before. Studying in a college, went out in Jamaat. And then when I came here to Darulum Azadville, somebody told me of going meet Maulana Abdul Hamid. I never knew Hazrat. When I came in Isha time, I was sitting at the back here. I asked, who is Maulana? Who is Maulana? So that time, those times, Maulana used to wear Hazrat, that bittle, the jersey. It was August, very cold. And I saw Hazrat, somebody told me when to meet Hazrat. If I came to study in a madrasa, told me come next day, you must come to my office. Next day when I went, Hazrat just saw me and asked me a few questions. And how long you came? I said, I only came for 6 months or 8 months. My intention was only come for a few months. And Hazrat told me, go and sit in Ula, first Alim course. I was 4 months late. Sabak already started, next week was the exam, the following exam. I went to meet Qari Ismail Saab. Qari Ismail Saab, rahmatullah alayh. Qari Saab told me, you can't sit in Ula, you must go and sit in Edadia. You're very late, you don't know no Arabic at all, you never went to no madrasa. How can Hazrat put you in Ula, first year? So I said, no, I don't know which class to go, I never know what is Ula, what is Edadia. Hazrat told me to go and sit. He came back to the office, and Hazrat told him, no, he must sit in Ula. So I went to sit in Ula. That time the Ustad in the class was Hazrat Mufti Kadwa Sahib, Mufti Muhammad Kadwa. He's in Camperdown now. He still remembers. He told me, why you came here? You went to any madrasa? I said, never. He said, no, you go and sit in Idadia. I said, okay. I went out of the class, went to Qari Sahib. I said, Mufti Sahib is telling me Mufti Kadwa, I'm going to sit in Idadia. He said, no. Muhammad Sahib told me he was going to sit in Ula. Again, he went to Mufti Kadwa, he went to Hazrat, I sat in Ula. And so much love and muhabbat Hazrat gave me because I realized that everybody wants to sit in Edadia, but Hazrat told me to sit in Ula. So I used to go and sit every 2-3 weeks to Hazrat. He gave me so much of muhabbat. He gave me to Maulana Abdullah Dabelia Sahab, Maulana Ziyad Patel. They gave me special classes late night. They taught me Nahwa, Sarf. And then after Hazrat Duas, I picked up in Ula. Allah's Fazl, Hazrat Duas, I came out first. Never imagined. Then my house told me, you want to come home? I said, no, I'm going to stay 6 years here, inshallah. It's chutti nahi mili. I stayed 6 years, then iftar. All my family, everybody said, go and do iftar in Darulum, Karachi, everywhere else. I said, no, I don't want to live Azadville. I can't live Azadville here. I did here 2 years iftar also that time. It was 1 year, I did one extra year. So much of muhabbat was given to me from my Asatidha, from my Muhtamim Sahab, from Qari Ismail Sahab, rahmatullah alayh. I never knew anything of deen. My tajweed was all upside down. Allah gives jazaa khair to Qari Ismail Sahab, always encouraged me. I was in Salis at that time. My tajweed was one of the worst in class. Qari Sahab told me, read Salah. And I made perform imamat here. That day I was so happy, I phoned my mother. She started crying, made imamat. I said, yes, Ammi, I made imamat. Big molanas were there. She started crying. All love of Qari Ismail Sahib, rahmatullah alayh. Qari Yunus Sahib also. And Allah Ta'ala brought it. So, Hazrat, alhamdulillah, with Hazrat Duaz, we still on deen. May Allah Ta'ala keep all of us in deen. A lot of muhabbat I got from here in Azadul, whatever I learned from here. And like Hazrat is saying, What we have to bring into us is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I learned from Hazrat many things which we never thought of before also. Like food example, we're having food. Hazrat always says, don't have Coca-Cola, chocolates, biscuits. When we heard this in our madrasa in Maputo, we started that. In a madrasa canteen, food is cooked every day for about 400 students. Even for a boarding madrasa, it's a day madrasa. Students come in the morning, 7 o'clock. They go away 4:30 in the evening. And they only have lunch. So about 250 girls and 150 boys. Two different premises. I heard Hazrat talk, I said, we must cook desi murgi, that farm chicken. Now my wife is also telling me, the whole staff, I said, no, Hazrat said, we can't have this boiled chicken now, or the normal chicken. We can't feed the students also. So he said, nobody will sell in Maputo. So many chickens every day, or once a week, twice a week. We started Alhamdulillah last year, we are still with that, Allah shukar, till today, Allah keep us. We have that farm chicken there. We charge a little bit extra to the students, 10% those who pay. Those who don't pay, they don't pay. But we have that. In the madrasa canteen also, we don't sell Coca-Cola. No drinks. I organize, Alhamdulillah, Hazrat, dua and tawajjuh. We get fresh sugar cane. So I organize one chak person, he takes our sugar cane juice. Every student must have a small cup of fish. They pay, but they must have sugar cane juice fresh. We got a lot of taropas there, coconut water. One person always comes outside in break, they have coconut water fresh. Those who don't have Coca-Cola, all these juices, they must go home and have it. Madrasa premise, this is not allowed. Other thing we introduced in the girls. Girls section, we heard from Hazrat, this all to bring the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam into us. That the ladies in the sleeves, they must have ribbon here, that rubber, what we call it here. When the ladies have this type of sleeve, which I got, when they raise their hand, then you can see in on top of it. So this is also not munasib, not appropriate. So we have that here. All the students studying, this year also, alhamdulillah, 5 students became alima. Others completed about 20 of them, muallima course, all of them, they must have that ribbon here. Then niqab also, full niqab. Shoes also, if the ladies buy, sometimes they buy such shoes which makes a lot of noise on the tiles, tuck, tuck, tuck. As I said, if you have the lady have bought that shoe, you must put that rubber inside, double sole. Even if the lady passes, nobody must know she is passing by. So that is also. In the madrasa also, we encourage all the students, instead of using deodorant, that is not healthy, we heard from Hazrat, they must use the itar. And that musk which you got in Makkah Mukarrama, musk you rub on your body, that also feels good. I also practiced on that, told my students also, they must apply that also. Regarding the clothing also, every student, his izar must be above the ankles, all the students, alhamdulillah. Eating habit is important, how to stay in the house also. Hazrat came once to my house many years ago, and he saw the house. In the toilet I had a dustbin, and on the dustbin there were some figures made, faces made. I think it was, I don't know, Mickey Mouse, whatever it was. You get this type of dustbins. So Hazrat called me and said, you becoming Junaid Baghdadi of the time, but your toilet, you see they got pictures there. You must cover that all. So how Hazrat, you know, it teaches us every small thing. How to sit in the car, how to put your shoes right, how to make tarbiyat of the children, how to love the children. Children, you don't make just salam like that. They don't want to shake hands with you. Their salam is to put your hands on the head. This is their salam. Learn from Hazrat. Many clothing also. My clothes also, Hazrat once told me, in the majlis I heard, every Tuesday Hazrat used to come to our classroom. May God malfuzat of Hazrat written there. Till today I read to my students. Every Tuesday used to come in Ula, Sani in our classroom. Hazrat used to advise us. One thing he told me is in freedom, there is restriction. And in restriction, there is freedom. So here, then is a long bayan of Hazrat, that if you restricted now, in Qabr you'll have freedom. But if you're free now, in Qabr you'll have restriction. In the school also, whole year, if you're free, end of the year there's restriction, you have to repeat your year. So this whole bayan, I was invited now, with one of the, some counselor meeting, everything, education, they said, what you want to teach your students? Why so much restriction on them? You don't have Coca-Cola here, you don't have chips, chocolates here, they must have this trouser, why so much restriction? So I explained him, freedom, there is restriction, and restriction, there is freedom. Just looking at me, he said, where you learn that? I said, go to Azadville, you learn there, inshallah. Logical answer, that we restricted in this world. In this way, Alhamdulillah, the clothing also Hazrat told us, left must be at the bottom and right must be on top. This is in Hidayah also, how to coffin the dead person. Left and then right. And Alhamdulillah, I made the clothes like this also. Allah shukr, Allah give me tawfiq to follow. How to wear clothing also is important. Even pyjamas also. Hazrat once came to Maputo, he told me that Hazrat Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayh, he told one of his satis, the people are doing safat for the last 20-30 years, the pyjamas are still Gujarati pyjamas. It's not according to Sunnah and Shariat, what our elders used to wear. So each and everything is important to learn. How to do different things, even counting money. Hazrat taught me once, he told me when you count money, you don't count money where the face is. You must turn it reverse. Then you must count it. Anybody I meet also, everybody I say, you must count money like that. I said, where you learnt it? I said, no, I'm telling you, you must follow the buzzards of the time. You must count money like that. So each and every step, we're learning here. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq to come here always to learn. And many, many other aspects of madrasa also. How to run a madrasa, how to treat the ustads, how to treat the wife and children, how to look after them. Many, many things we have to learn from our elders in Buzurganideen. And this is must come into us. That we all are learning, myself also, a lot of things to learn. Tarbiyat of children is very important. How your attitude to your wife is also very important. To your parents is also very important. Everything we learn. Once we learn from Hazrat also, when we're traveling with our parents, you must first open the door, let your mother sit or father sit in the car. Then you must sit. There's the adab of it. We learn from him also, Hazrat, the best, this thing, the greatest haqq, the right is of our parents. Then comes our peer murshid, then comes our ustaz. So how to treat your parents also, everything we're learning here, this is deen, the life deen which we learn. Even driving the car, I was traveling with Hazrat, more than 120 hours driving. I thought Hazrat Bayan is there, I must rush now, and must take him quickly to the Bayan. And he was really driving fast. As I said, no, don't drive more than 120. See, speed limit is 120, drive 120. See, each and every step, if we stay with Hazrat, we learn, you all, Alhamdulillah, very fortunate, every week you are here, must be knowing more than what I know, but everybody must try to learn. Zindagi guzarne ka tariqa hai. What is khanka? What is to link? It's just not name, to have link with somebody, just make some azkar. No, it is how to lead a life, complete way of life. Ours is completely different than all other things. Than Jews and Christians, all other isms. We got our asal, our buzurgane deen ahi. I also learned from Hazrat that iman and salat, iman and ibadat, you must make like Sahaba radiallahu anhu. But our muasharat, muamalat and akhlaqiyat, this must be like the buzurg of that time. You don't jump direct to the sunnah, don't jump direct, don't jump there. And this I also heard, this is in Fadhal Sadqat also, I found it then. I was making talim at home, I found it in Fazale Sadaqat also. Sheikh Zakar Rahmatullah has written that Sahaba used to have meals twice a day. But we can have thrice a day. Because the buzurs of the time are eating three times a day. If we follow that, we're going to fall now. First follow the buzurs of your time in Muasharat, in your social life. Then slowly, slowly you love that tariqah and Allah will take you there. Like the house we're staying, the house chat is very, very nice, mashallah, the rooftop is pakka. We see the buzurgs also staying in the same way. We want to see the houses of Sahaba, we want to copy that, that I must have that house, the rainwater must enter also, it must be a very small room, no carpet and no tiles, it must be only dust there, and I must make salah on the pebbles. So ma'asharat, we can't follow that direct. We have to follow the buzurgs of the zamana, who are on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our clothing also, we can just see the life of Sahaba wearing only one lungi, and we go out with one lungi outside, we see what the buzurgs of the time are doing it. We do that in our clothing, in our eating habits, in treating our wife and children and parents, in our muamalat, in business dealings, we consult them. Even akhlaqiyat also. Sometimes we jump direct to the Quran and Hadith in our akhlaq also. We don't ask somebody. We must ask somebody. Somebody is treating us badly, we're always smiling at him, giving him hadiah all the time. The enmity is increasing. His son-in-law, father-in-law, cousin, uncle, friend. We're only treating him nicely and he is all the time bad to us. No, we must ask somebody how to deal with that situation. So at every moment we need somebody to ask. So muamalat, muasharat and akhlaqiyat, must ask the Buzurgani Deen, must learn from them how to go about it. So very many things I've learned from Hazrat, may Allah Ta'ala give me first of all to practice. I'm also not practicing, but Allah Ta'ala give me also and give all of us to practice and to prepare others also to come on this, on the Sunnah Tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the Nahj of Akabirin. And one thing which Hazrat is also stressing nowadays, I heard from many other elders also, including Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahab, is the fikr. Our search and fikr must be according to our Akabirin. We mustn't deviate from that. How to spread deen must be according to the tariqah of Akabirin, Sunnat tariqah. We can't go away from that. How to practice on deen. Many, many new ideologies are coming, many, many thinkings are coming, many, many new views are coming. We must reject all that. Stick, hold fast to Akabirin, how they practice on deen, how they spread deen is very, very important. The Sunnat tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give me also tawfiq to practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this first in my life and bring in the life of all of us.
All what Maulana Mufti Imtiaz said, mashallah, is doing great, great work there. May Allah accept and increase, inshallah. But this is all his own qualities. He's just ascribing it to me for muhabbat. But actually, it is his own great qualities he's got, mashallah, and he's doing all this work. And also, the rights of the parents are first, then is the ustad. After that is the sheikh. After that is the sheikh, inshallah. Here in our kitab, the Tarbiyat-e Ashiqan-e Khuda, questions which people have written to Hazrat, and the answers Hazrat has given. Here one person writes, معدبانہ گزارش یہ ہے کہ اللہ رب العزت کے فضل اور کرم سے کافی دینوں سے آج جناب کی مجلس میں پابندی سے حاضر ہوتا ہوں اور ماشاءاللہ اپنے روز مرہ اعمال اور افعال میں کافی تبدیل محسوس کر رہا ہوں. That I'm attending your programs regularly and I'm finding a lot of difference and being regular I'm finding a lot of difference in me. مزید اصلاح کے لیے خط پیش کی خدمت ہے. And to improve more, better, more, I'm writing this letter. Umeed hai ki aap nazar karam farma kar ilaaj se zarur nawazenge. And I hope that inshallah you will be kind and guide me along these points. Aur aakhir mein Hazrat wala se khususi duaon ki darkhast hai. And I'm asking for special duas also. Alhamdulillah, dil se dua. Hazrat says, I'm making dua from my heart. One question, the first question, تکبر کی بارے میں کوئی نسخہ بتائے. اکثر اوقات اچھے اچھے جھوٹے اور کپرے پہنے کا خیال آتا ہے. That what is this treatment for pride, to have, of having pride in oneself. Many times I want to wear nice clothes, nice shoes, etc. اور اللہ کا دیا ہوا اگر پہنے کا اتفاق ہوتا ہے تو دوسرے لوگوں کے دل میں کوئی عزت نہیں ہوتی, علاج سے نوازے. And he says that what Allah has given me, sometimes if I don't wear it and people don't respect you, if you haven't got nice clothes today, the outward people go by that, they see you got what kind of car you're driving, what kind of house you're living in, what kind of clothes you're wearing, brand names, etc. According to that is your position. So Hazrat replies, Parcha ujab wa kibar ka ilaj khanka se hasil karke rozana ek bar par hai. There is a prescription on the treatment of pride. We have also got it. So if anyone here also wants it, there it is there. You can collect it. And then Hazrat say, read it once a day, regularly. Maamooli libas pehne, zyada umda joote aur libas na pehne. And this is also for every person. It's not for everyone. That for some people, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. That to be nice, Allah loves that. And somebody else, one person came once to Hazrat, who was a very alim, the son of a great alim, and himself also was very great, very, very handsome also, and he used to dress very well also. But he came with like torn and tattered clothes, shoes. Hazrat said, what happened to you? Why are you dressing like this? So he says that in the haram of Makkah Sharif, one woman saw him and she fainted. So then he said, I decided there, this is what the taqwa is. Allah grant us, we will go in a different direction. But look at these people. He says, since then, I thought that I don't want to put anyone in fitna. And therefore, then Hazrat praised him. So everyone's condition is different. Or mamuli libas pehne, ziyada umda juta or libas na pehne. This year, wear simple clothes and don't wear very, very expensive and all smart clothes, etc. Or zuban se subah or sham kahe. And every morning and evening, that ma'amool which we are taught by Hazrat, which we are saying, ki ey Allah, main tamam musalmano se kamtar ho fil hal. That at the moment I'm the lowest in every amongst all the Muslims. I'm the most sinful, the worst. Or kafir or janwaro se kamtar ho fil ma'al. And as far as mort is concerned, that I'm worse than animals and non-believers also. Ke abhi mujhe apne khatima ka ilm nahi. That now at the moment, I don't know how I'm going to die. If I don't die with iman, I'm worse than the animals also. So and I got no guarantee. And that kafir is, I think, he might accept Islam, perhaps even at the last moment. And many cases like that. They read kalima. Just recently one person says, he was in a hospital, Muslim, and next to him was a non-Muslim, and this Muslim got about 30-40 visitors, and the non-Muslim not one visitor. So when they all left, the non-Muslim asked him, how come you get so many visitors? He says, Islamic Brotherhood, our deen teaches you must visit the sick, etc. So he said then, can't I also become a Muslim? He said, yeah, you can become a Muslim, read La ilaha illallah. He practiced it, he got it right. Then Muhammadur Rasulullah, he couldn't get it right. He's trying. Then on his own he was trying. Then after a little while he told him, nah, I got it right. So he said, hear me. So he read, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then he turned around, after a few minutes he passed out. There are such people also, and there are many like these cases. So, and we don't know. And therefore we have to fear all the time. Don't take it, Allah's mercy is very great. And hoping in Allah's mercy, inshallah, Allah won't deprive us. And also Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written something very ajeeb. He says that your iman, you don't lose at the time of mort. In your lifetime, if you lose it, Allah protect us all. And today with the environment around us, the jadeed, the iman is very important regularly. What people making jokes of what things. On the cell phone, WhatsApp and what jokes are coming through about deen. And we just laugh also sometimes. We don't think what the serious matter it is. And to make ridicule the smallest thing of deen is very dangerous. And we make a laugh and we pass it on to somebody. We show somebody. And it's about deen, people are making jokes also. It's a very, very serious zamana. So anyway, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wrote that a person, if he loses his iman, it's in his lifetime. At the time of mort, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, at that time your mind is perhaps not in order. You can even say words of kufr, but it doesn't matter at that time. What was in your lifetime? Then he gives an example of one person. It's a bit long, but without the introduction. This person, pious person, was making his islah also, and then he was passing away. When he was passing away, sakarat, they're reading kalima this side, he turns that side. They will read kalima that side, he turns this side. Few times this happened. So they called his sheikh, his peer, that this person was like a pious person, what's happening? When the sheikh came, he took his name and called him, said, what's happening? He says, I am involved with the mustamma, with the whose name we are taking, with Allah I'm speaking. And these people are telling me the name of Allah. I'm involved with Allah, not with his name. I'm speaking to Allah Ta'ala. So where his position was. So when I'm just right, they're telling me to read kalima, but I'm talking to Allah Ta'ala all the time. So I turn around this side through so that they don't disturb me. When I turn this side, they're telling me to read kalima, but I'm busy with Allah Ta'ala. So outwardly, many times it looks different, but the reality is different. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has also written this. So we should be very careful. Today's times, the jokes that we make, the environment that we are in, and all the things, what things we are overlooking and that, it can be extremely dangerous also. Allah protect us, and Allah is most kind also. He gave us iman, inshallah He won't deprive us of this iman. An ordinary person who gives somebody a present, he doesn't take it back. Allah is the most kind. So we have great hopes in Allah Ta'ala. Aksar awqat jhoot bola jata hai. Bahut koshish karta hu, magar koi chutkara nahi. He said, many times I'm just lying. And it's just the nature. And today if we think, we don't really think, we talk with the wife, we are talking. But for no reason we add a lie. And a lie is a guna kabira, it's a big guna, but we don't think of it. Just to make a discussion, a point or something, we talk in and we add a lie. And we don't even think of it, it's a guna. Ghibat we are falling in so much, but we don't even think it's a ghibat. We don't think about these things. Belittling somebody or looking down upon somebody. This is very, very common. We're sitting in the masjid, somebody walks in and they what thoughts coming. Just the thought coming is not guna. But now when we keep the thought and we are thinking about it. Agar kisi majlis mein baithne ka ittefaq hota hai ya doston ke sath gupshup ka ittefaq hota hai to kabhi kabhar jhoot bola jata hai, ilaaj bataye. We say sometimes when we with our friends and that we are talking, lot of jokes also. Many times we make some jokes, but there are lies involved in the jokes. That is also a gunai kabira. So Hazrat writes, jab koi baat kehni ho to pehle soche ki ye jo baat main kehna chahta hu Allah Taala sami'u basir hai, meri is baat se naraaz to nahi honge. Whenever we want to speak, and this with little practice it comes. Without practice then you just speak and afterwards you think. But with little practice you will be able to control your tongue, and then you can think that should I say this, shouldn't I say this, and you should think Allah is watching me and Allah Ta'ala is hearing me. And also we should remember that Allah has got full control over me. Allah can do to me what He wants to. Like we want to speed, and then we break the speed limit. Now it's the cop, if he wants to, he can let you go. You are over, well over the limit, he can lock you up also. Now there you are with your family, everyone, and he locks you up. What the world got you? So Allah has got more than anyone in the world, more than what we got control over ourselves, Allah has got control over us. But this is Allah's kindness, He gives us lot of chance. Fortunate are those who can realize and make tawbah. Before it's too late, we make tawbah and we correct ourselves. Uske mashq karo, to koi baat guna ki zuban se na niklegi. Practice this and then you will see that you won't lie. Aur agar bahut zyada jhoot bolne ki aadat hai, to jisse jhoot bole usse keh de ki meri fula baat jhoot hai. And if you are speaking a lot of lies, and many of us got this habit, then go to that person and tell him I lied, which will be very hard on your nafs. But now if you listen to what instructions were given and you do it, then in future you will come under control. So this is also a very important thing, that a person should control himself, his tongue. And the roza of the tongue that we have to keep, and we discussed that in detail. We should keep that in mind all the time, that how to control our tongue. It's a very, very small. Jismuhu sagheer, small. Jurmuhu kabir. But the sin of the tongue is very, very great. بعض اوقات دوسرے لوگوں کی چیزیں بغیر اجازت استعمال کرتا ہوں. Sometimes I use other people's things without permission. اور دل میں یہ خیال تو نہیں آتا کہ دوسروں سے پوچھو. And I don't think I must ask also. This happens a lot. Like here in the madrasa, students staying together. We go in jamaat, we are together. Many times using somebody's things without asking him. This is one principle that is discussed also in the usul. That don't just use anyone's things, ask permission, etc. But it happens that we use somebody's things without their permission. یہ خیال تو نہیں آتا کہ دوسروں سے پوچھو علاج بتائے. What is the prescription for this? حضرت replies, یہ سوچے کہ بغیر پوچھے دوسروں کی چیزوں کا استعمال کرنا حل کرنا حرام ہے. That you think to use somebody else's thing without his permission, it is haram to use it. اور حرام کا مرتکب اللہ کا دوست نہیں ہو سکتا. And a person who does a haram and he doesn't make tawbah, if we don't realize, we don't make tawbah, by doing haram, gunai kabira, you can't be a friend of Allah Ta'ala. ایسے حقیر چیز کے لیے اللہ کی دوستی سے محروم ہونا اس سے بڑی بے وقوفی اور اس سے بڑا خسارہ اور کیا ہو سکتا ہے. To do such a thing that's haram and thereby lose the friendship of Allah and for such a small little thing, it doesn't make sense at all. It is most illogical. اگر پھر بھی کبھی بغیر پوچھے استعمال کر لے تو اس کو اطلاع کرے کہ یہ میری بری عادت ہے, آپ اللہ سے میری اصلاح کی دعا فرمائیں اور معافی مانگے. Then if you're still doing this, then go and tell that person, I used your thing without permission and unfortunately I've got this very bad habit, please forgive me and make dua for my islah. کہ میں نے بغیر اجازت کی آپ کی چیز استعمال کر لی. That without permission I used your thing. To go and ask for maaf is a very hard thing. And when you will do this, but also, as Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in one Malfooz, that just to hear a bayan is not sufficient until we don't make amal. And many of us, we ask questions also, but it was just for the matter of asking. But the prescription, we don't practice upon it. If we will practice upon it, and it's hard on the nafs, that is when our islah will be made. Like one person whose son was studying in Aligarh Muslim University. That time that was the name. But he was getting atheist ideas. So he asked his Shaykh Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali told him, put him in Banaras Hindu University. Now, this doesn't make sense. That he was in a Muslim university, he's becoming an atheist. Now put him from the frying pan into the fire. And put him in Banaras Hindu University. But he was a true murid, he listened. Who of us will listen like this today? When we are told something like that, almost impossible that we will accept and listen. He put him in Hindu Banaras University. And to his great and utter amazement, he became a perfect Muslim. So then he asked Hazrat, how come this happened? You told me, I listened to you, I'm your murid, I did it. But it just does not make sense to me in any way. So Hazrat said two things. One is you listen and Allah puts khair in it, though it looks completely wrong. But Allah puts khair in there. The other is when he was in an environment where he took things for granted, then he wasn't worried. Now he had to fear and fight for his identity. And that made him now to change. That, yeah, I must look after myself. And this I saw with my eyes, that where we were before, there was one person living close to the masjid, hardly ever coming to the masjid. With the apartheid laws of before, they went to a separate section they were living. He should go and pick up everyone for namaz. And make namaz when there wasn't still a masjid in the town, he was namaz in his masjid, in his house that you were making. And there, when the masjid was right in front, no namaz. So this is a nature of man. That when you're getting things, that we are living in a Muslim environment, you take it all for, when you go into a, not for everyone also, when you go into another strange environment, you fight for your identity. Now I must preserve my identity, you become, other people get washed away also in another environment. So according to everyone, Allah puts into the Shaykh's heart also that he gives that advice. May Allah Ta'ala protect our iman and look after us, and during these times and especially during these days, moreover, we have to be worried. Make tawbah regularly. The doors of tawbah are wide open still. How much we make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala is there to forgive us. And then correct ourselves also. What mistakes we have made, etc. We should correct ourselves and put things right. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wa al-Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. O Allah, forgive O gunas, O Allah. O Allah, grant all of us complete iman, O Allah. Grant us the true muhabbat, O Allah, of yours, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the muhabbat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. Grant us the tawfiq, O Allah, to follow the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. Grant us the mu'asharat and mu'amalat and akhlaqiyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. O Allah, Allah, accept this madras and all the madaris, O Allah. And O Allah, save all our satiza from all our fitna, O Allah. And all the Muslims, O Allah, from all the fitnas, O Allah. Help the Muslims wherever they are in the whole world, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tubu alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين آمين